Getting back to the TKIs, what do we know about these agents and other tumors?
Well, there is evidence that these agents are active. The randomized discontinuation trial was actually a broad phase 2 trial. They did a number of different tumor types. And what's of interest is there's definitely activity in another rare disease, papillary thyroid carcinoma, particularly with sorafenib. I know that that study is really quite promising. And interestingly, hepatocellular carcinoma, for reasons that are unclear. I mean, that again speaks to the fact that we don't really know what all these drugs do. I mean, we're looking at angiogenesis because that's central to renal cell, but they may work by a number of different mechanisms. And so you just don't want to cut the options off too tightly. They're also being looked at, sorafenib in particular is being looked at in melanoma because it has a RAF inhibitor and melanoma has mutated and upregulated RAF proteins. But in melanoma, it looks like it's going to be given in combination with chemotherapy. And I think these drugs will be looked at as adjuncts to chemotherapy in a number of different, well, they already are. We saw there are a number of abstracts here with both, mostly, I think, sorafenib I've seen more of than sunitinib. I think they're a little further behind in terms of combinations, but it's going to be looked at with standard chemotherapeutic regimens in combination.